In this episode, Abebe Yegainalem talks about the songs of the Nile, from Abai to the Gerd. Abebe Yegainalem is an alumnus of IHC Delft, now at the University of Bardar in Ethiopia. In his talk, Abebe will illustrate how the construction of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam has transformed the way Ethiopians represent the Nile River.
Good evening. It is really nice to be here to share some of the narratives of songs about Abai, as Eva said, an Ethiopian name for Blue Nile, and also about the dam, the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. Everything what we have and what we are is Nile, Abai. Abai is at the center of everything. We use songs at every occasion, and those songs are related with Abai, either praising Abai or either insulting Abai also. Insulting why? Insulting because it is washing away Ethiopia's resources, and also is not giving benefit to Ethiopia. Once the government of Ethiopia has announced that the great Ethiopian Renaissance Dam is going to be built on Abai River, then the dam has conquered public space. And because of this, so many masses of singers in different languages have released their songs. These songs are having different narratives, very diverse narratives. And also, these songs have been used as an instrument for public mobilization. Since the dam is built by Ethiopia, it is self-funded, it was necessary to mobilize public. So these songs are still playing an important role in public mobilization. For this evening, I have selected three songs. The first song is played by children, nearly 32 children. The second song is sung by two famous artists who are acting as diasporas coming back to Ethiopia in order to help Ethiopians, in order to work for Abai, in order to meet Abai. And the third song is sung by a group of 13 legends, young artists, just famous artists. So I will start with the first song. The first song is known as Abai Abai. This song is derived from the 1970s song which was organized by the legendary Tesfaye Lamma before he exiled to USA because of political reasons. So this song is known as Abai Abai. This song was incorporated to Ethiopian educational curriculum. As a kid, we used to sing this song, and we grew up singing this song. So this song is a very popular song. Let me say some of the excerpts of the song. I hope you may help me. Abai abai, abai abai, abai abai, yagalemlem, yagasisai, yala geruzemru, yala knyit kerkru, abai yala sharanuru. እስከመቼ ድረስ ሲተረት ይኖራል አባይ ማደር ያቢስ ግንድ ይዞ ይዞራል. You know, it is very sad song. It is very lamentation song. As Eva said, it is Unguruguru song. It is saying that Abai is already fled to the country, out of the country, and Abai is not giving benefit to Ethiopia. Even if Abai is the national treasure of Ethiopia, even if Abai is the national icon of Ethiopia, it is migrated to other places. In the song, just out of the country, they are saying that it is fleeing out of the country. So, can you play some of the excerpts of the songs?
Abai, 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 abai.
Okay, this song is very, very melancholic song. And it is giving you, even if it is sad song, it is instilling you to just collect your capacity in order to bring back Abai, in order to bring back the lost river. So in the this song is played by, even if it is played by two children, it is performed by 32 school children. And at the beginning, this song is very melancholic song. And she's calling Abai the national treasure, Abai iconic river, but Abai lost river also. So here the key thing is that Abai is the lost river. And she is saying that we have to bring back the lost river into its home, into Ethiopia. And she is saying, which is the expression of sadness, expression of extreme anxiety, expression of kind of regret also. So when she is saying like this, then the boy comes to her and informs her that Abai is already started coming back to Ethiopia because of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. So everything changes. The sadness, the regret, the lamentation got an answer and transformed into happiness. The song transformed into happiness. The song transformed into thanksgiving, thanking Abai, praising Abai. Before that, they were insulting Abai. So the boy is saying that the era of lamentation has to end. The era of praising has to start. The age-old, the generations-old question of the people to bring back Abai, to build the home for Abai, not the dam, to build the home for Abai is already started. Therefore, everything has to be changed. Then to realize this, they needed to initiate the people. How they are saying? They are just calling the people to collaborate to build the dam. Since this grand project cannot be done only by the government, people are just contributing what they can to the dam. Even when I was at university student, we used to freely, nobody asked us, just out of our interest, we just gave Saturday morning's breakfast to the dam. Everybody in Ethiopia has contributed what they can. We just we gave our monthly salary, our rings, everything what we can, because we had dream of building the dam, dream of building the home for Abai. Then, once the peace of mind has come, they are saying that the certain narrative in this is that the benefit of the dam is not only going to be used by Ethiopia. It has to be shared with our neighbors, especially with Sudan and Egypt. In the song, they are saying that ለኛ ብቻ አንልም ጥቅሙ የጋራ ነው ወጥሮም ባህላችን ተካፍሎ መብላት ነው. They are saying that we don't mean for our sake only. The benefit is mutual. Sharing is our very culture. So this song is like this. And the second song is sung by musicians called Tadele Roba and Mesfin Bakala. They are playing character of diasporas. Ethiopian diasporas who are coming back to Ethiopia because Abba is coming back. Because they had regret, they used to worry for Abba. So once they get called in the song, they are called by farmer. He is calling diasporas, all of diaspora, to come back to Ethiopia to work for the dam, like Abai has came back. Can you play a little bit of this? This song is very happy song and also a marching song. What they are saying is that I came firstly when Abai, who brought me, called me. I returned home as Abai did. They are saying that without any influence, they are coming back to Ethiopia to work for Abai. And the narrative here is that the GERD is a reuniting project. The dam is reuniting Ethiopians living abroad with Ethiopians living home in Ethiopia, and also with the homecoming river, Abai River, the Blue Nile River. So they are saying that if we are not working together, if we are not collaborating, if we are not getting together for the dam, then poverty had the voice. Have you imagined? Is really interesting. Have you ever thought that poverty has voice? Only the one who knows what poverty is really feels the sound. They are saying that the poverty has a strong sound, which can be heard by anyone from very far distance. If you are not working together, then you will be trapped into poverty. So the dam is considered as a way out from poverty, which liberates Ethiopia from poverty. And also, the dam is considered as a source of hope, which gives light for the people, which improves the life of millions of Ethiopians. And it is considered as something which is assuring what Ethiopians can also. And the third song is played by a group of 13 artists who are also from different ethnic groups and with age variations. So they are saying that Kef Nibel Basra, the title of this song is Kef Nibel Basra, means let's reach high accolades only by work. So work is something which makes you reach higher. Can you play the last song? Yeah, it is very happy and also praising song. So this song is very positive song. And here, the dam is considered as the pride for Ethiopia. It is the dam which is considered as something which makes Ethiopia get a better place in the world. It is the dam which is considered as something which show, in which Ethiopians show to the world that Ethiopia can do itself. It is the dam which is considered as Ethiopians are going to inherit to their children. It is the dam which is considered as a realization for the past glory, the glory Ethiopia had during an ancient Aksumite period, during Zagwe dynasty period, during Gondarian period. So this song is a song which is calling Ethiopians to work for realizing the past glory, the Renaissance. And it is the song, it is the dam which realizes the rebirth of Ethiopia, not only Ethiopia, the rebirth of Abai also. The second narrative in the song is the gourd is the gateway to prosperity. It is considered as something which leads Ethiopia to prosperity, which alleviates Ethiopians from poverty, the disgusting thing, to be honest. The third narrative in this song is reassuring the realization of the dam. Why singers are calling for reassurance of the people? It is because this song is sung right after the days of late Prime Minister Melas Zenawi, the one who launched the dam. Once he died, Ethiopians were very frustrated. Ethiopians were in a state of dilemma whether the dam is going to be the construction of the dam is going to be continued or not. So they are reassuring the people. Once you continue, they are calling the people, once you continue supporting the dam, contributing for the dam, then don't worry, you will see the light coming out of the hill, the place where the dam is under construction. To conclude, to sum up, narratives of the songs, especially which are sung after the construction of the dam, are changed from coining Abai as the lost river to Abai as the tanked river, the faithful river. The songs have been transformed from lamentation to thanksgiving. The dam is considered as a key for Ethiopia to get rid of poverty. It is the dam which is considered as the path to prosperity and achieving Ethiopia's renaissance. And the dam is considered as a reuniting project. So these popular songs have played a great role in public mobilization. So the key message in for this presentation is that these songs are just intended to uprise the morals of the people. To be honest, if the dam was not started in 2011, it was going to be started later, because building the dam was in the dream of Ethiopians. They were waiting for capacity. So the key message is that if you would like to know Ethiopians' emotion and attachment to the dam, to Abai, then it is really important to consider for listening songs. It is really important if you would like to understand what does that dam mean for Ethiopians, why Ethiopians are building the dam, how the dam is going considered as going to change the lives of people, Ethiopians, what would the dam bring for them, then consider listening these songs. And not only considering, but also taking the narratives of the songs on board. Amasagnalo, thank you.
Nalpop is brought to you by the project Open Water Diplomacy, Media, Science and Transboundary Cooperation in the Nile Basin. The project has been supported by the Water and Development Partnership Program, coordinated by IHE Delft and funded by the Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs. A special thanks goes to the Rijksmuseum van Oudheden in Leiden for hosting the Nilepop event in the evening of February 22 in 2020. That event has been organized in collaboration with Zenobia Foundation and with the Africa 2020 workshop, The Nile, Inclusion and Exclusion over a Transboundary Resource. All the presentations, recordings, music and poetry of Nilepop are published in a special issue of the journal Bridging Humanities at the address nilepop.bridginghumanities.com. Don't miss them. I'm Emanuele Fantini from IHE Delft. Thanks for listening to Nilepop, music, poetry, and stories on a shared river.